proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So we had two kind of gross stories on the regular old show this morning. We had a story of a guy in New Zealand, I think, who was having stomach problems, and he went to the doctor and they figured out that he had a big live roach in his intestine. So they had to suck it out of there while carefully removing it to make sure it didn't break apart or anything. And then we had another story about a SeaWorld. Maybe that's the one that was in New Zealand. Yeah, the SeaWorld was in...
SeaWorld was in San Antonio.
San Antonio.
The roach was in in India somewhere.
Right, okay. But the big whale, the orca, is getting ready to do his giant splash where he gets the crowd wet. But right before he does it, he has, a whale-sized attack of diarrhea in the pool. And then he swims around, and then he splashes the diarrhea water all over the people. People gagging and puking and, having to go to the infirmary and all of this stuff. Can you imagine how many snacks that ruined?
Ugh. Yeah, right. That's the part you'd be mad about because you spend so much money.
I mean, I'm sitting there eating a cone dog, yeah. And all of a sudden it's got doo-doo water all over it.
Oh, no.
You're still hungry.
Ugh.
I don't know if you're still hungry after that. But
I wonder if SeaWorld gave them any type of coupon when they come back for, a free this or what.
I would hope
so. Or a free
so.
Visit.
I don't know. SeaWorld is expensive. Isn't it the most expensive theme park in U.S. America?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought at one time, to get into SeaWorld, it was a more expensive ticket than Disney.
Yeah, it's more expensive than Disney for sure.
But we're talking about SeaWorld San Antonio.
You're right.
I mean, is that going to be the same as SeaWorld Orlando?
I don't know.
No, no
I was
way.
Surprised they still had the killer whales there. I thought they, had been doing away with that. But, this was like the full arena scale size show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In San Antonio.
I don't even like getting splashed when it's not doo-doo water. I don't want to get splashed on
Splash Mountain.
Yeah. You're
doing that because the water seems so nasty.
And then you're walking with swamp ass, just kind of, no.
Swamp ass.
Squishing.
Yeah, that's gross.
I don't like that.
No. Then your underwear's wet all day. I mean, like all of it's wet.
Yeah.
you're so.
I mean, like all of it's wet.
I know, like
not just parts.
Not in a dirty way, but like you are all wet. Yeah, nasty.
And I hate that. It's one thing I hate about not going to Disney World anymore because I won't go because of political reasons. But I miss a spirited Dole Whip.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, I can make it. Really? I think I can make a Dole Whip. A spirited Dole Whip.
Do you need a machine?
Yeah,
or
probably like a soft serve machine or something. Yeah. Maybe.
There's been so many people on TikTok buying that Ninja. Mm-hmm. It's some sort of maker that will freeze anything and turn it into like a sorbet or a thing. But it's super expensive. It takes like 8 hours and it doesn't make a whole lot.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
But I feel bad about the Ninja products that I do have though, with the cultural appropriation and all.
Of Ninja.
What do you have? What do you have something that I need? Do tell.
No, I just have a coffee maker that you can either do pot coffee with it or you can do one cup at a time Keurig style.
Yeah.
I have that. And I have, I think my air fryer toaster oven thing is a Ninja. I'm not sure what else I have.
I like the new.
We had a coffee pot that was in here that was a Ninja that I brought from home. Did you take that one home?
I did.
Okay. Yeah.
You stole it. No.
So you could have had that one.
I love a Ninja product because now they have a sparkling water dispenser. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I'm dying to get it.
But it's huge. Like it's another thing that's got to sit on your counter and all it does is make sparkling water.
But
like, it's
love sparkling water. It's just not, I don't know if it's like a girl thing. Like I love sparkling water.
So is it like a SodaStream kind of machine?
It looks that way. Yeah.
And you just put the different flavors in the top. Yeah.
Yeah. Like SodaStream. In this house that we're living in, that we built it, Lindsay, and we have a pantry that is just to store appliances that we use in the kitchen all the time.
I love
like
that.
That's where the air fryer goes. That's where the microwave mm-hmm. is, and you know all
so
of those types of things.
Nothing has to be out,
right? Not in the main kitchen. No.
Love that. If I built a house, I would do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's always fun when you go try to find the crock pot.
Where? Yeah,
it's in there under the shelf.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but it keeps your whole kitchen clean.
Yeah.
Looking.
Mm-hmm. The only thing like that that's on the countertop in the kitchen is the coffee maker.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
The coolest thing I see in houses now that are being built is that grocery door that's in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like waist high and it's small, and you open up that door, you put the groceries in, and that goes right into your pantry. I'm like, whoever came up with that is so smart.
I think that's genius.
Yeah. So would you just get the frozen foods out of that and then take them into the kitchen?
Yeah, I didn't really think about that.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
The cold stuff that doesn't go in the pantry?
Yeah, probably. I just remember like my mom calling, boy, I need help with the groceries. And you're like, damn. And she's grocery shopping for three boys and my dad, my fat dad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this is going to be a 30-minute process getting the groceries out of mom's car.
Yep.
Well, Jody doesn't do what my mom used to do. When my mom would come in from the grocery store, she would lay down on that horn. Just, wah, wah, come get the come get the groceries. Jody will just expect that when we hear the garage door open, because we know that she's at the grocery store, that we need to come outside.
You better be out here.
Mm-hmm.
So you better hear that door.
That's right.
But the thing is that with me, if I'm upstairs and I'm in the middle of something and I hear the door open, it's more of a race to get downstairs before Jody has done it herself.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she'll just start. I mean, she's not saying, go get the groceries and I'll start putting them up. She's helped me get the groceries out. So we're both running at that point. But if I don't get down there fast enough, she'll have already done it, you know.
That's crazy.
By herself. And then I'll have to hear about it.
Oh, I was going to say, well, that's not bad, but then you got
to
hear about it.
But then I feel bad because, you know, I'm supposed to be helping with the groceries.
Yeah.
You know, lifting cases of water and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she can throw it around, though. She can throw a case of water around like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it looks like she enjoys doing it. And I just take my fat ass out there in my Under Armour house slides.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm struggling with the case of water a lot more than she would have been. Yet, here I am.
Doing it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gets real awkward sometimes when my mom takes me grocery shopping. She likes taking me grocery shopping sometimes. For her benefit, really.
Yeah.
More than mine. But when we get back to their house, you know, I got to separate my mom and my dad's groceries from mine. But if my dad comes out there to help with the groceries, he's like, I'm like, all right, that's mine. It gets kind of weird because he would not be on board with buying the groceries, but my mom likes doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, no, that frozen pizza? No, that's mine. That. And then I'm kind of feeling weird. I'm like, no, the ice cream is definitely yours. I didn't pick that out.
That wasn't mine.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
So, Lindsay, do you buy groceries like a week at a time? Do you sit down and plan out what y'all are going to eat on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, whatever?
Sometimes, but I'm not that good at that. I mean, I have some friends that literally write it out on, and I want to be that person, but I'm not. I want to be that girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like jealous of people that do that.
So how
like
do you
Monday,
do it?
Monday, spaghetti. A couple days at a time, because I can't think about all week. I got to kind of take it a couple days at a time. You know, I know that sounds terrible,
you can think about what outfits you were going to wear
for
the whole week at what times.
The month, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can't think about feeding your family for more than 2 days.
I'm too busy planning my outfits.
I can't make a list.
But I go to the store every few days. I mean, yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah. Luckily, it's right in front of my house. But, it's... I can't do a whole week, guys. You're giving me too much.
Well, you know, Jody's a routine person.
Right.
She goes on Mondays.
Mm-hmm. And I love
that. I'm sorry. Cleans out the refrigerator and then goes to the grocery store every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what clean out the refrigerator is just if there have been leftovers in there for longer than she thinks they need to be,
they're
out.
Gone.
And, you know, washes those dishes, those containers. But then she also has other errands to run, so she'll go to the grocery store last thing. But we know on Mondays when she's coming back to the house in the afternoon, she's got groceries.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants to sit down beforehand and plan out what the meals are going to be, whether I'm cooking them or whether she's cooking them.
Yeah, that would get kind of topsy-turvy if you weren't doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like, she'll say, all right, Monday, I got stuff in there. I'll get this, and we can have spaghetti. Or okay, that's fine. We haven't had that in a while, and we can do meatloaf. Or do you want to cook that shrimp and spinach pasta thing you haven't done in a while? Sure, I'll do that. What day? Wednesday? Because and then every Thursday is little friend Jenny, handsome husband Michael. We have dinner with them, either out or they come to the house and we cook stuff. So we have that plan. And Friday is fend for yourselves. Nothing.
Yeah. Fend for yourself Friday. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
So what if you're not in the mood? That's my problem. Like, I plan stuff out and then I don't ever want it. Like, if I want, you know, like spaghetti Monday. Well, I'm not really feeling so good tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
So then I go get something and it's just like waste and then I never use it. What? I don't know.
You don't use the spaghetti ingredients for anything if you don't eat Monday.
We save them and then or whatever, or they might go bad, you know, just or salad. I never get bagged salad anymore because I can tell you it's going bad.
Yeah.
It's going bad.
When you say spaghetti, you're talking about you're opening a can of SpaghettiOs, right? That's what you're talking about.
Or ravioli, Chef Boyardee. Duh.
No.
It's Italian night, y'all.
No. Phil,
pop the lid off before you put it in the microwave.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.